From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. On Thursday in Memphis, freshman Congressman Steve Cohen faces a tough primary. The Democrat is up for re-election in a majority black district based in Memphis. Cohen is the first white congressman from the district in more than 30 years, and he's won top ratings for his voting record from African-American groups. But this year, new factors have caused voters to reevaluate the issues of race and representation, as NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Now that he's the incumbent, Steve Cohen has to squeeze his campaigning in between Washington votes. He's here up at 4 a.m. at the Memphis Area Transit Authority, shaking hands with bus drivers on their way into work.
Hi, appreciate your vote, Steve Cohen.
All right.
Running for re-life.
Whether it's a hip handshake or a fist bump, Cohen manages to at least tap the shoulders of every driver, even the ones who try to brush past. The 59-year-old Cohen is a lawyer, and he isn't taking anything for granted, especially because he's had some setbacks. Late last fall, he had a falling out with some Memphis preachers who said they didn't think a white congressman should be representing a majority black district. Recently, Cohen's rivals have dismissed some of his legislative efforts as mere pandering to black voters, citing his failed attempt to join the Congressional Black Caucus, or his successful push last week to get the U.S. House to apologize to black Americans for slavery and Jim Crow segregation. On the other hand, the pro-choice, anti-war liberal still has his top rating from the NAACP, and he's eager to invoke the language of African-American leaders past and present.
People should be judged on the content of their character and their work ethic and their voting record and the issues, and not on the color of their skin. That's what Dr. King talked about. That's what Barack Obama has shown that the American public has done, and Memphis shouldn't be behind, and I don't think Memphis is going to be behind.
Barack Obama is also a touchstone for Cohen's biggest and best-financed rival, corporate attorney Nikki Tinker, who is African-American.
Change is necessary. Certainly there are people here that are excited about Barack and his presidency. In many respects, they see us as that new team that's out there.
But when asked about what role race was playing in her congressional campaign, Tinker abruptly terminated the interview and left the room. Mark Pullman wasn't too surprised at this reaction.
Tinker is walking a very fine line.
Pullman is a political professor at Rhodes College in Memphis.
Because she doesn't want to come off as overtly appealing to that and creating sympathy for Cohen. I mean, there's nothing he can do about his race. On the other hand, it speaks for itself.
Cohen defeated Tinker by fewer than 4,500 votes 2 years ago in the Democratic primary, which also featured seven other candidates. This time, Cohen faces Tinker and just one other African-American challenger, State Representative Joe Towns. Less divided, the black vote may also be much larger. Pullman wonders whether Obama's success in the primaries will mean more black votes in Memphis on primary day. So I checked in on the early voting polling station in the Elvis Presley neighborhood of Memphis, where Obama bumper stickers were on every other vehicle.
You know, I would lose an arm before I not vote for Obama personally.
Toki Wilkins says she has friends who do consider Obama and Tinker as a ticket of sorts, but that's not her ticket.
My decision to vote for Steve Cohen was because of his previous track record. He's done a lot for black people in this community. Not only has he talked it, but he's walked it. You know, he's done it.
Another Obama fan, Larry Robinson, disagreed.
Last time I voted for Tinker, and I'm still sticking with Tinker. If she don't make it this time, but I'm voting for her because she's out of this neighborhood, she's out of this area. I think she can do more for me than a person of another race.
So far, the early voting turnout this month has been up 25% over 2004. The official primary day is Thursday, and the Democratic winners all but guaranteed the seat, as no Republican challenger has filed for November. Audie Cornish, NPR News.